The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Happy Monday.
Monday.
Still not used to that. Hollow Cult, we are back. Kyle is back.
Barely, but I'm here.
He's gone, but he's here.
I was technically gone during the surgery. I was gone.
True.
For several hours afterwards.
Oh, man.
I can relate with true memory loss at this point.
Well,
or missing
time, feeling?
All that stuff. I feel like a truck hit me.
Huh.
Which is better than I felt 3 days ago. The first 3 days is probably. I mean, I just remember telling my wife, "I give up. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore." I was like, "I'm done. I quit.
Give me the hernia back.
Just tapping out. I'm done. See ya. Out of here. Can't do it." It's miserable, man.
Yeah.
But like you said, I'm on the downhill side of it now. So I do feel significantly better than I did several days ago.
It is to my own fault
because I didn't take many of the pain medicine either.
That'll usually not help.
Yeah, I definitely should have took it more like religiously, but I just get weird about them. I'm not the biggest fan of them, so you know, I think it's weird. I think a lot of people, the older they get, they kind of get that way, where they're just kind of like, "Do I really want to start popping these things like Tic Tacs?"
Yeah.
So I don't know. But other than that, I mean, yeah, what can you say?
Worst is over.
Yeah, we're done dealing with it, and hopefully, yeah. Thanks, Robin.
Feeling good. Oh, well, Hollow Cult, hope everybody's work week is off to an excellent start. Make sure you hit the like button, the subscribe button, the notification button. That way you'll all know when this is going down. What is new? I've been not keeping up with Twitter that much this week. We had all kinds of stupid audits going on at work last week, and it's just been kind of a cluster. So if anything cool happened in the paranormal world, I did not pay attention to it.
I do have an interesting bit of information, actually.
Yes.
Let me find it, though. I guess this dude. Yeah, this dude. So you remember what was that on? Was the, yeah. I don't remember if it was the night shift or an episode. I think it was the night shift where the caller, yeah, they called it or no, I don't remember. You guys will know, but they were talking about, I think it was our listener experience is what it was. Appreciate you, David. Much love. Remember they talked about being in the woods and they saw the crosses on the trees and all that yeah, jazz, the red eyes and all that shit. Yeah. We had a dude message us on Instagram and he's like, seriously, I was working today. I'm a delivery driver. And he goes all over Oregon. Well, right after he basically listens to the episode, he decides to pull over to answer Mother Nature. He's out in the woods doing his thing and he looks up and he took a picture. I have a picture of it. There's a cross on up in the tree.
What?
There's a literal cross up in the tree.
It like has to be some sort of like,
there's got to be something to
marker
it out there.
Or what do you call a tree scientist?
Arborist.
Yeah. Arborologist.
No, it's just an arborist.
Not the ones that carve crosses in the trees. It's an arborologist.
Yeah. I guess I could ask my boss. He just got his arborist. So now he's a big deal.
They study arbors and symbology. It's an arborimbologist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't think he has that degree yet. But maybe. I don't know.
I don't make the rules. Just saying.
I don't either. We just, you know, either play by them or you don't.
That is weird, though.
What are the odds of that, dude? And he's like astronomical. The fact that I just got done listening to this, and here I am. I pull over, and that's you're the first person I thought of calling. I'm not 100% sure where at in Oregon he was. I'm sure he'll listen to this and tell me. He said he was remote, southwest-ish Oregon. Along the Yumpa River. I don't know if I said that right. Probably not. But you guys know what I'm talking about.
Talk about also not having a good week.
That sucks.
Jader Kills in the chat got shot last Thursday. Can't work for a bit. Well.
Appreciate you, John. Much love, brother.
We are glad you are still here, my friend. It's, you know what, the whole backstory is none of my business, but we're glad that you made it through that.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad you're still here.
Yeah, I've never been shot before.
I feel like I
want to.
I don't know, man. I would put my surgery up against getting shot, I feel like. Depending on where at and with what.
Yeah, that's we got a lot of first timers in here. Welcome, DK Renegade. I saw somebody else in here. It's the first time. Long-time listener, first-time catcher of the Colton. Welcome, welcome. It's pretty laid back. We just hang out, talk about weird stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Join the chat, join the holocult, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button.
Oh, all dude, did you see the fucking comment that got left on the Miracles episode on YouTube?
I haven't been getting notifications.
Really? That's weird.
It is weird.
Because it always pops up in the email. The comment is fucking wild, dude. I'll read it for everybody because it is wild. It makes me want to message them and be like, you need to come on the show. Yes. So here's what it says. It's by End Times Ninja. My mother used to be heavily involved in Christian deliverance ministries when she was younger. She told me that she once prayed for a woman that had breast cancer. This woman effectively was enjoying the attention she was getting from being in the late stages of the illness as she was single, older, and had no children. My mom told me that when she laid her hands on her, she immediately envisioned a small elf-like but evil entity with its arms and legs wrapped around the inside of her breast. As she began to pray for the healing, the entity laughed and said, "She loves me. I'm not going anywhere." The woman died 3 weeks later. She has many stories of people being healed, but this story stands out. And I'm like, that is wild.
A cancer elf.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's the worst kind of elf. First off. What? That's weird.
I also have, it is weird.
That's weird.
It's weird to think about because we don't delve that direction very often. So I've never heard anything like that other than like aspects from the, I guess you would say, demonic side of the realm. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. Just the image of that is terrifying. Even more so that it like it played on the fact that she, you gotta think, most of her life she was probably neglected, the woman with the breast cancer. You know, she was always left out. Or, you know, I'm not trying to speak ill of the dead, or she was a narcissist, but she clearly loved the attention she was getting while going through probably the most horrible thing of her life. And this little thing is like, no, she loves it too much. She's not gonna. It's almost like it was acknowledging there is, oh, you could 100% do this. You could get healed, but you love the attention too much. You're not going to. I'm not going to let you go. She wants me here.
The fact that it's in like an entity form is really messing with my brain. Like it's an actual humanoid type entity in there. It's gross. Maynard. Yes, glad that you made it through last week. Nobody had a good week last week, but it is good to see you in here, brother. Hope you get feeling better, getting on the up and up, and life stuff starts turning around for you, man.
For sure. Coughing is the worst right now.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Yeah. I did also... Man, it's weird, super weird. Hang on, I got itch in my throat. I'm trying not to cough because it hurts so much. But so I found this lady on Instagram, and it's weird. JJ will know more about it than anybody in here, I feel like, but because you take a tarot reader, right? So picture the tarot reader. Now, imagine the inverse of this person, of a tarot reader. Still uses cards. Still, like, does the hand thing, like the lines in the hand, the whole in and out. However, it's on the inverse of the spectrum, where she fucks with demons. She's like, let's see. Like, one of the things that I watched was, let's see what demon is protecting you. And then she'll kind of run through the, like a tarot person. It's fucking bizarre, bro. Absolutely bizarre. And you can't, like, I hate to even like admit it, but you can't help but get sucked in as you're watching these videos because they're like, I don't know what you would call them, like the methodology behind it, but it would be like she would lay three cards out and go pick a number. And so like curiosity kills the cat and you go, okay, number two. And then she'll lay the cards over, and on this occasion, it would be what demon you picked. And then she would give an explanation as to why you probably picked this card. Like, what drew you to pick this card?
Weird.
Super weird. Super weird. Weird.
Regardless of what you choose, you're gonna always end up with a demon. Like all three of the cards, like say for the example, all three of the cards.
Not in all the cases, because there was some that I watched, and dude, it reminds me so much of Homeboy from TikTok you found that time, because he would speak on both. Remember?
Yeah.
On angels and demons. However, he played more to the demonic side in acquiring whatever ends he wanted. But and because there was one in particular, I cannot remember the way it played out, but she says that if it's this card, your whatever it was is a earth angel, I think is what she called it. Something to that effect. Like there are more than, I'm assuming she has different decks for different purposes, I guess. I'm not sure. But she delves into that. There was the lines on your hand, runes, occult symbols that'll help you manifest magic and stuff. Super. I'll have to show it to you whenever I come over. Remind me. Because
yeah,
it is strange.
I tried to get Old Boy to come on here, but I never heard anything back. TikTok's kind of stupid like that. Like, if you're not following each other, it won't send messages directly. It, like, sends them to other folders if you can even message anybody at all. And he kind of, I haven't even seen him on there in months. He kind of blew up and then disappeared.
I saw him on a clip on Instagram a while back, but I don't think he actually has an account. Not that I've been able to find.
It's weird.
But I'm like, the card she was revealing for everybody in the chat, like, they were Azazel, Lucifer, all the big names. So it was straight up demonic realm.
Weird.
It's super. It's which super,
I mean,
weird.
I guess. I mean, it makes sense. And
then, yeah, there's the part of me that wants to talk to her because sheer understanding of those lines, you know what I mean? Because we don't know the lines. And so you walk into situations blind, so to speak, and you don't necessarily want that. It's almost like people being infatuated with becoming a demonologist in order to combat them, like you have to learn about them.
Yeah, knowledge is power. No, you're
right. But I understand that that's a fine line to walk there too. Like, you got to be super careful.
Yeah, it's like right hand path, left hand path.
Kind yeah, of. Yeah.
People that deal with the light and people that deal with the dark. You would essentially feel like both sides probably have fairly equal powers, and people can tap into those and connect with those.
It's and like the dude on TikTok, man, like he talked about it like it was not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
To just be like, meh, I mean, they'll test you, but it's whatever.
Yeah. He was pretty sold on it.
Yeah. But at the same time, he never like sold you either. Like, he was always just like, I mean, if not, like, angels are like, go do your thing with the angels. Like, it's cool.
Yeah. That's true, Twiz. Sometimes you got to get dirty to get to the truth. I did. Not to change gears, but talking about demons made me think of AI, and I did see this thing. Let me see if I can pull it up here.
Like the computer software?
Yeah.
I know if you meant that or Appalachian Intelligence.
No, the demons did not remind me of Appalachian Intelligence. It reminded me of this. Google's got a new AI out called DeepMind, and it's getting kind of crazy, right? So they specifically wrote like a program for it to develop technologies that humans haven't thought of yet, like operating outside of the realm of human thinking. Like, I don't know if it means physics, if what it is, but it went on to predict 2.2 million structures for new materials that we've never even considered before. In the what's the word I'm looking for here? In like the tech world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that can be used for batteries, stuff that can be used for conductors, this, that, and the other. So after it predicted these 2.2 million, they started testing them. And 700 of the ones that it predicted, we have already recreated in the lab. So what it's predicting is turning out to be true, right?
So essentially, they're going to bury the fuck out of this.
The worst part is people are saying that if this thing that can predict these new kinds of technologies that we can't even think of yet, if it develops a way to produce these technologies, we don't have any defense against it because we don't even know what it's creating or building.
Yeah. Not to mention, that seems like the grounds for
Voltron.
Minority Report.
Oh, same thing.
That predictive criminal behavior. I feel like that's a big, steep hill that humanity should not be. With everything when it comes to that, could it be utterly fantastic for the human race? Yes, absolutely. Think about if you were to focus all that on like illnesses like cancer or anything. Yeah. Anything at all, and it starts coming up with solutions for it.
Unfortunately, at the same time, Google has it right now, so right. We know what that's going to equal.
Exactly. So at the same time, it's like, oh, well, this population just pissed me off. What is a good way to rid the population? And then they're going to give you a bunch of answers. Because it's going to be impartial. It doesn't care.
And the AI is called DeepMind, but the project it's working on is called Genome, which is weird because it's spelled gnome, but it's also like what they use to map out the human genome project. But they said that they were highly focused on the fact that it was creating these materials to produce technologies that we couldn't even fathom at this point in humanity. And the ones that they're testing are turning out to actually exist once we put them together.
Which is, like I said, fucking awesome. It's so cool. Like, the thought of that excites me. But at the same time, I know, man, like me and Colleen kind of talked about it in the Discord. Like, mankind is predictable at best. And you know what they're going to do with it. They're going to do not cool things with that stuff. They always do, every single time. Like, we literally have a group of old dudes with way too much money. They get together low key and they're like, hey, let's figure out how to navigate the world, like push the world in whatever way we want it to go. It's kind of fucking scary.
Whatever way makes us the most money. Twiz did go straight to Ultron. Since the MCU did him so dirty, I'm always going to be a pro Ultron kind of guy. And also Bigfoot Society, what's up? Mankind is a great wrestler.
Touche.
Who would win in a boiler room brawl, Ultron or Mankind?
It's a pretty good one. I feel like Ultron's going to pull it out, though.
I guess it depends on what kind of technology is in the boiler room.
True.
I saw Bigfoot Society in here. I saw, who did I see? Paranormal Trucker in here? Did he pop in earlier?
Yeah, he was in here.
Yeah, I always try to shout out all the homies. I see Necro in here. I started watching this series on YouTube. I'm kind of bouncing all over the place here.
No, that's good.
It's a ghost hunting show, right? We all know how ghost hunting shows are.
What's it on?
YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And I really dig these two dudes. They're just two buddies, probably 30. They're from Britain, but they're both metalheads. And they just go to these old abandoned buildings, these old abandoned houses and stuff, and try to get paranormal evidence. And 9 times out of 10, it's nothing. But the way they do it builds so much anxiety. Like, I was watching it last night before I went to bed, and I'm just sitting there like waiting for something to happen. I'm like, oh shit, like something's about to turn up. And then it never did. That's next episode I watched it, I'm like, oh shit, something's about to go off.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what we gotta start doing.
It's called Ghost Theory. Look it up on YouTube. I don't know how many followers they have. Probably like 30,000 or something, but they got hoodies, and their Ghost Theory hoodie is like all metal. And I'm like,
oh yeah.
Our people. The one dude investigating has like a Thy Art Is Murder shirt on and shit. I'm like,
let's go.
Really kick it with these guys. But I thought about reaching out to them, see if they want to come on the show and talk.
You might as well.
Because they just seem like they're joking and everything else. Like it reminded me of what it would be like if me and you were to go out.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
And they're just having a good time.
Yeah, just collab with them.
We should go to the Hellfire Farm.
I'm down. I don't give a shit.
How are you going to get there?
I don't know. I'll figure it out. All you got to do is we'll just have your mom knock me out like I did for the surgery. And, dude, I'm not going to know shit.
Yeah, true. True.
I did see kind of bouncing onto the chat a little bit. It'll make some of you kind of happy. I saw another video, which is weird that I'm on this demonic kick tonight. But I saw this video of a pastor, preacher, whatever title you want to give it, a clergyman. And he was talking about something with an interviewer. And of course it could be fake, but supposedly as he's interviewing with this demonic forces start to try to interrupt the conversation. Like, he's in the church and you just hear banging on the walls and stuff. And the clergyman is just like, he's an older fella, but he's just like, every time I talk about this, they try to stop me. They try to interrupt.
I wonder who it was.
And he was just in all smiles about it. He was just like, It's kind of awesome to see someone view it, the demonic world, as a fucking joke, because that's what he treated them like. Because he went back to telling the story, and then it started interrupting again, and he just stopped the interview. He goes, "I'm gonna go get rid of some demonic forces real quick." Yeah, and he got up and he just out there. He's like, "Shoo. Get out of here. Leave me the fuck alone." You know, it just
like running off demons like they're stray dogs. Like,
yeah, that's exactly what it was. Exactly. Yeah. Cause, and he even told in the interviewer, he's like, they get so fucking mad when you treat them like they are nothing, like they're a joke. He's like, it pisses them off to no end.
That's awesome. I wonder if it's the same guy that I saw when I was younger. I know I talked about it before. Let me see what's going on in the chat before I get in here. Pitch Putt Puff, what's up? Mystic Ethos. Yeah, we're doing lives on Monday throughout December because of Kyle's surgery and all the holidays stuff going on. Our Wednesdays are pretty booked up, so we wanted to still be able to get on here and hang out with all of you for a little bit. So we changed it to Mondays throughout December. But yeah, talked about it before. I don't know if it was on the regular show, if it was on the live, maybe both, but my ex-wife, my kid's mom, they were, their whole family is like devout Catholics, right? So we went to some big conference. I can't remember where it was, but there was a priest.
I don't feel like it's the same guy.
Yeah, the only reason I made me think of that.
Machado, that's right. Like, it's Machado, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I assume he's not Caucasian by chance.
No.
Yeah, definitely not the same guy. Yeah.
But it made me think of that because somebody called in on Coast to Coast. A gal called in, said she was listening to one of his sermons. And while it was going on, she said the whole church sounded like something was outside trying to get in, just banging on the walls, banging on the windows.
Imagine how I would be conflicted in her shoes. Because on one hand, it's got to be an awesome feeling. And on the other, terrifying. It's awesome in the aspect that, like, you are in a fortified base, essentially, where these things are trying, and you're like, can you get me, son? As JJ said, go on, get out of here. But at the same time, it's also terrifying that they are making themselves known because they're so...
After dude.
Yeah.
After dude.
That's pretty... That sucks.
Like I said, it was weird, man. It was weird. Not a religious person, but when, like, I don't know, I can't remember exactly what they called it, but he had, like, the ability, they just called it, like, cleanse your soul, essentially, without having to, like, hear a confession. He would go up and he would take
hold of I would do that. Like, if I could, I would do it.
I'm like, everybody else is doing it. I mean, hell, if anybody's soul needs a little bit of cleaning, it's probably mine. So I went up there and it was so weird, man. Like I said before, when he did that, it was like, it's like this weird warmth that just went. It was so weird. I can't even describe it. Like, I'm trying to find the words in my head. Can't even describe it. Super strange. Super strange. And I'm like, am I just in the moment? Like, I'm here in this big auditorium with all these people who are here to see him. Am I getting sucked into all this? But it was, I don't know. It's weird.
Bro, it's nuts, dude. Absolutely nuts. Like, it's got to be equatable to the night I had my experience. For me, it just felt like electricity was going through my body.
It wasn't. I mean, does it feel like Tiger Balm? No. It was like it was like almost like an inward out kind of heat. And it just goes just all the way down. It was strange.
I don't know. Like, it is. I don't know. It's actually, whenever I was doing, I don't know if I spoke on it, but when I was doing my classes last month, there was a girl there who said she lived in a haunted house. And it used to be a funeral home. It's what it used to be. And she's like, oh, I hear people talking all the time that aren't there.
Did you say let us go?
She's like, I hear them all the time. I hear people singing, stuff like that. And she's like, I don't feel scared or anything at all. And I mean, even for being who we are, I mean, I was like, because they started talking about the not cool side of it. And I was like, listen, because she stated, like, she's not a big believer and et cetera, et cetera. And like, I'm telling you right now, you ain't got to be a big believer. But if you say things to the, you know, equation of in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, leave, stuff like that. I'm like, that shit has power and that shit works. I'm not here. I'm not lying to you. I'm not anything. Like, I'm just telling you cold, hard facts. I've witnessed it with my own eyes. I've experienced it. And we've had countless stories from listeners and just research of the same thing happening across the board. So regardless of what you feel about it, it has power.
I don't know. It was weird. It makes you wonder if it's like a combined intention kind of thing. You know what I mean? Or if it's...
Well, and that's our brains playing. That's what our brains do. Because we are on like that. I think you and me are on that wavelength of... Which I think a lot of people are. I'm not trying to like put us above or below anyone, but our brain naturally goes to a rational explanation. Immediately. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? Because I would do the same thing. Is it this collectiveness that is making me play to it? Am I getting sucked into it? Or is there something to the collectiveness? I'm not, you know, and then your brain would just run in circles and you'd never have the answer.
Yeah. I just out of instinct, like it tried to put logic into it. Like, why am I feeling this? You know?
Yeah.
It was weird. I would do it again. I would do it again. See if I got the same
result. I would 100% do it. I would love to, especially with Machado, because you speak so highly of him and everything that you've told me about him. I would love to just go do that.
He's a big energy kind of guy.
It'd also be scary because if you were the one to have the adverse effect where he was just like,
not dealing with this right now. Yeah. He wasn't like big energy, like loud and outgoing. It was just like you knew he had something going on.
That's what I dig, man. I dig people like that. That just have that persona to them where they're just like you just look at them and the way they carry themselves and you know they're the real deal. Like you're like, this dude's not a fake.
Yeah, when he...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm not going to say, I mean, it clearly wasn't a full-blown exorcism because I don't think that, I think it has to be put on from like the top tier of the church. But whenever he was like cleansing that gal, that teenage girl, whatever infestation she had, that was terrifying.
That's also a scary word to apply to that situation, infestation.
Yeah.
That's a terrifying phrase.
Yeah. And it's, there's no better word for it.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah. That is a great way to put it, but it's also a terrifying way to put it.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy.
I couldn't imagine seeing it in person.
Oh, it was weird.
Especially with like, not that we were even close to like being leaders in any field or knowing anything above anybody else, but knowing the things that we know to this point in our journey and now going out and experiencing those things, that's really going to fuck with my brain. Because now we have not only famous accounts to draw upon for correlation, but now we have all the listeners who've given us accounts to also draw on. So our brains are going to be extra split down the middle, like, well, so-and-so experienced this as well, so I just feel like it'll fracture your brain in more ways than it would if you and me were just still buddies doing this shit by ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Like everybody's own personal experiences have to be taken into account when it comes to like putting validity toward these things. It was weird. I still think about it sometimes.
I can imagine. I feel like it's probably a pretty profound experience.
Yeah. Well, stranger than I had wanted it to be.
That's kind of weird.
Colleen, it was intense. And if, like I said, I talked about it before, but since we're on this path, we're going to run it. I don't know if anybody else in here has heard it, so we're just going to run with it. A bunch of people in this big auditorium. And he had everybody lined up and he was just going through doing the sign of the cross and the holy oil, just making his path, right? Probably 2/3 of the way through, young girl, maybe 13, 14 years old, skinny, like should not be able to do what was going to happen later. He makes the sign of the cross and then he tells her to go sit back on the stage. Which is weird. He didn't tell anybody else to do that, right? So as everyone's clearing out, my ex-wife's family, they're kind of famous. They were jugglers. All right, we'll just leave it at that. It's an interesting talking point. I know I mentioned it before, but anyway, they had a private meeting with them afterwards, right? So we were still sitting there. I was just still sitting on the bleachers of the auditorium after everything was done. People have been filing out. There wasn't hardly anybody left, except maybe it was that girl, her family, Melissa's family, and just some people at the auditorium, right? So they go up to this girl, and he starts talking to her, and he lays her down on the floor, and he starts praying over her. She starts having, like, adverse reactions to prayers, right? So then he calls in, I can't remember if it was 4 or 6 of the guys that were still there.
Do you remember, real quick, do you remember if she was coherent at that point when she's having adverse reactions to the prayers? Only because, like, I put myself in her shoes, and I thought to myself in that moment how fucking terrifying it would be. I know, we know, and then he's running through these prayers, and you start having these gross feeling, like, you know what I mean? Like, you would know what is happening. You'd be like, oh, no fucking way is this happening right now.
I can't remember if she was coherent, but I remember her start to, she may have been crying at first, and then she started to thrash about. And because when she started crying, he was he instructed them to hold her down, hold her legs, hold her arms. And she started thrashing about, and it seemed like it was taking everything these guys had to keep this tiny teenage girl on the ground. Then she didn't speak any other languages or anything, but her voice did change as she was crying. It was deep and it was guttural. And she was instead of sobbing, she was like crying out, like it was weird. It was fucking weird.
I don't know, I'm
like,
man.
Because I was thinking, because Melissa's whole family's all getting ready over here and getting ready for their one-on-one time, and I'm just left there by myself, so I'm just hanging out in the auditorium, sitting on the bleachers, just kicking it, and I'm like, am I allowed to see this?
Do I need to step outside to should I just go this way?
I'm like, do I have any kind of protection here? Is this thing gonna hop from her into me, and then I'm not gonna know? Because
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Our thought processes are so much more intricate now than they used to be. Because it used to be, back in the day, you and me would watch that and just go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And that's the thought process in our brains back then. It would just be, what the fuck? And now that your mind just runs down these routes, like you just said. Do I have protection from this? Is it going to jump from her to me? Blah, 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 blah. Million and one different things.
Because at the time I was 18 years old, 19 years old. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, this is fucking crazy. But now looking back, I'm thinking, was that safe for me to even be there?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because I
don't have the answers for that.
It was wild. It was wild.
It's fucking scary, bro. That shit is scary.
But what are the odds that over a decade later, I just happen to be on the midnight shift, happen to be listening to Coast to Coast, and a woman calls in with a Father Machado story?
That's awesome.
That's so weird.
I wish we could talk to him. I really do.
Yeah, because she was describing it. I'm like, damn, that's nuts. The windows rattling and the banging on the door. She's like, yeah, his name is Father Machado. I'm like, what?
It would be awesome to get him on the show, and if he'd be willing to, which I know that's another one of them things too, that a lot of guys, it's almost like that whole doctor patient privilege shit. A lot of them don't like talking about it, and rightfully so. It is very personal and emotional and all the whole nine. However, I still feel like there is a necessity for stories like that to be told.
Yeah, 100%. The knowledge needs to be out there. Because if you acknowledge good, you have to acknowledge evil.
Right.
There's always going to be a yin to the yang.
Exactly. Well, and not to mention, by suppressing so much of it like they have, look what it does to people. People start to take it as a joke. Like, fuck them. You know, nothing's going to happen. This isn't real. This is all fictitious. You know, like, they spiritually just kick open the door and they're like, fuck off, don't care. Allowing more negative things. You know, you're not taking those precautions. It's not like the old mythological lore where, even if it was just that, just a lure to keep your kids from going out on the ice in the wintertime. Even if it's just that, even if it's just a scary story to keep your kids from doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's important to have those things, because if you didn't tell that story, then your kids go play on the ice and then they fall on the ice and they don't come back. Like, there is a necessity for that information and for those stories to be presented into the world. I know it's hard, but you said it, I think, the last time or earlier, you know, information is power. At the same time, ignorance is bliss. Like, there is the yin and the yang there too, when it comes to information. But I feel like the majority of people should know what they're up against, you know, with everything. It's just you wouldn't want to, like, go to the doctor and the doctor be like, hey, Steve, I mean, I think you're sick.
Could be 50-50 chance.
Yeah. Like, so, you know what? We'll finish this up next time. Okay. Okay, bud. And then you leave and he's like, man, that dude's got fucking cancer. He's been working in that fucking plant, but nobody told him. So, you know, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do?
Let it ride.
There's ways to prevent it, but that poor SOB, he doesn't know no better. Ignorance of bliss, my friend.
Like, let it ride.
You know, like, it's just, it might be a shit ass example, but it just, I don't know. I feel like that information should be out there. I feel like all information should be.
Yeah. And it's intriguing to me. Like learning about it seems intriguing,
but there's a gross lore to it. Like, a gross, not lore, but like a pool. Like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, it terrifies me, but at the same time, like we were talking about earlier about that lady with the tarot cards, there was something like infatuating watching her do what she was doing. It's such a bizarre set of circumstances. I don't know. I don't really understand it, because I'll openly express how much it does scare me and how I'm not a big fan of it. But at the same time, when you're watching, you kind of get sucked into it where you're just like, shit.
Yeah.
I want to keep watching now. It's weird.
I've got like encyclopedias of demons and demonology and all kinds of literature on the shelf that I have kind of moved around instead of diving into, because,
but is it like, I'll tell you later on, which I know sucks for everybody else, but
you gotta be in the end. You gotta be in, but, the middle.
Like, you remember when we was watching TikTok, dude, and we had all the kind of weird shit going on?
Yeah,
same thing was happening. I was watching this lady.
That was weird.
It was fucking strange. It was super weird. Like, it made me uncomfortable to the point where I'm like, I sent myself the specific set of videos. And I was like, I'm 100% going to show this to Steve and have him do it and see what happens for him. Because this is fucking weird.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what book that was, but me and Kyle were watching this guy's videos on TikTok. We talked about it before, but, Did we open the book first and then he talk about it later? Or was it the other way around?
It was the other way around. He was talking about the fucked up demon.
Yeah.
And you made fun of him.
Yeah. And then I just opened the book Like it's a
because you go look, I have this exact book.
Yeah.
And then you just thumbed it. Like you literally just went open to the exact same page, homie. Had his book open.
It was weird. It was weird.
Right after talking shit, because that he was talking about the demon that he worked with.
Yeah.
He's like, this is a good one. This is the one you should try to work with.
Hollow Library here.
It was bizarre. It made me, needless to say, like the way it all played out and transpired, it made me extremely uncomfortable.
I think it was the Grand Grimoire here that we were messing with.
It was extremely uncomfortable.
It was weird.
It really did make me feel gross.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, all right, shut it down. I'm done watching this for the night. Like, this is going to freak me the fuck out. I can't do it.
Yeah. We're not even going to mess with that right now.
It was strange. See, it's weird. It's weird that the feelings you get just from talking about it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was almost like. It was almost like it was letting you know.
Like, I see you.
Yeah.
I see you over there poking fun at my 30 fucking legs.
Yeah, I see you being curious over here.
Yeah.
I'm looking back.
I see you.
And I'm like, oh, well, no, let's not do that.
Yeah, I'm not really. But you're in that weird conundrum because this is also the line we walk. And at the same time, you're like,
Yeah.
But do I really want to walk that line?
Inner says I have that book in storage somewhere. I have some other ones too.
Steve does have a ridiculous amount of books.
Yeah. I have another grimoire over here. Not sure what this one is. I just see them and I buy them and then I can't read Latin and I'm too afraid to try it because I'll probably.
Well, that means you got to learn Latin.
Yeah, it's translated. It's translated, but it also has the Latin. And it has a bunch of weird stuff, like sigils and stuff. And I'm like, what if I mispronounce something? And then the demon with 40 legs ends up in my utility room.
Remember that shit you was talking? I got you, son.
I got some other ones over there. They all stay on my like occult and demonology shelf.
Yeah, it's fascinating, but at the same time, like the repercussions that come with it are very.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's I don't know. It's weird. Super weird.
Why do I feel like I'm going to get a message from JJ after?
Probably.
She's going to be like, idiot. Idiot.
Stop playing with fire.
Quit messing with things you know nothing about. Dummy.
Well, there's only one way to learn.
That's true. We have played Doom, so we know what to do.
Valid point. Valid point.
Oh, another thing. We're just rambling. True, true. Hey, we got a balance. Dark with the light.
Yeah.
I did watch that movie that came out on Netflix Friday, Leave the World Behind.
Oh, my mom was just telling me about that.
Yeah. It's weird.
I heard.
It's a real.
I don't have strange. Netflix, so.
It's a real strange, like, predictive programming, like, almost like some kind of. Almost like an EMP attack, because.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be spoiler alerts if anybody hasn't seen it.
I don't give a shit. I will still watch it if I ever get the opportunity.
Plug your ears. Like, ship navigation's shut down. Airplane navigation shut down. Cell phone service. Everything just goes haywire. Nobody knows. Like, the family that is based around doesn't know what's going on. And they're trying to figure it out. They're like, oh, maybe it's like some weird sunburst, this, something that. And it's like the dad's driving. This drone drives by and drops all these pamphlets that's like in Iranian or Saudi Arabian or something that says like death to America and all this shit. Then they hear from another guy who had a friend on the West Coast who said the drones dropped it and all the death to America stuff was in Korean. And it was like this whole big end of the world kind of scenario that played out.
Mm-hmm.
The ending was terrible, but
it sucks.
Yeah, the ending's like, why? But it made you think about, like, what would happen if this really went down. But the weird thing is, everybody was talking about, was it was the first full-length fictional film done by the Obama's production company.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I think you were telling me about that. I mean, it had been weeks back, but I do remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, we talked about it at Fortean.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that seems like some real strange predictive programming there.
Right.
And it's dropping the same week that there's that giant hole in the sun that's supposed to be shooting all kinds of waves this way. And it was weird. I watched it. It was all right. I don't know that I'd recommend it.
Yeah. I'll probably watch it if I get the opportunity.
Yeah. I watched a
shit ton of movies this past week. Like, it has been ridiculous.
I just wanted to watch it to, like, see the predictive programming kind of aspect to it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I want to do more interviews and stuff like that, but I also, there's a part of me that never wants to, like, fully get away from research, even though research can be a fucking pain sometimes.
Oh, I know.
But I just feel like it sharpens the blade just a little bit every time we do an episode. Because, and it's, what's nice about it is the way, I don't know if I'm not going to take credit for it, but the way that it has structured itself is we're all our own library at this point, where you and me could forget about something, but one of the listeners could be like, hey, remember this? Remember this episode you guys talked about? Like, so it helps. Like, yeah, we're all in this collective library together. We can all kind of feed off each other's brains and help each other remember.
Yeah. I had the, like, Saturday when we were getting ready to write, I had the worst writer's block ever. The worst. And I was just,
it happens.
Like, I started so many episodes. It was ridiculous. I'd get in the middle of something, I'd be like, eh.
I know, and then there'll be times where we can, whether it's you and me off the mic or with the guys, you know, at 40 or whatever, and we could blast through 5,000 topics. And then there's days where you go to, like, sit down and do it, and you're like, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Twiz review, the movie with Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke is corny as fuck. I can't argue against it.
No, Colleen, I still need to watch that. I haven't forgotten. It is definitely on my to-do list. There's a couple of videos people have sent me that I'm 100% going to find time to watch. But today I dealt with a lot of, like, insurance stuff and trying to get all that shit out of the way. You guys know how much of a headache that is.
Oh, yeah. I had my routine physical for work today that tells me that I might get cancer from my job.
But, so it went well?
Yeah. They told me that I'm fat, which I already knew, oddly enough. Like, glad we did this. Glad we got together.
Oh, well, my everything was okay. Like, when I went to the surgery, my blood pressure was good. And I don't remember what it was. I just remember him saying, well, can't argue with those numbers. They were pretty all right.
Mine wasn't bad either for being overweight and addicted to monsters. I feel like that has to be taken into consideration. I get some sort of handicap there, like in bowling.
Yes. You know? Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree.
But yeah. Movie was kind of corny. You're right, Twiz. I like End of the World movies. They kind of...
kind of dystopian movies are cool.
Yeah.
Oh, this is for all my nerds out there. I'm fucking crazy excited. This is nerd talk for a hot minute. But
here we go.
Did you guys see they are coming out with a Fallout TV show?
Did I see that?
Like the video game Fallout.
I think I heard little rumblings of it.
Super excited.
I think
I'm pretty excited about it. It's definitely a nerd moment coming out, but I'm pretty excited about it.
It's
going to be on Amazon.
Oh, nice. Nice. I was looking for paranormal stuff to watch last night. I was just kind of getting the mood for it sometimes, which is what sent me down YouTube realm.
Yeah. And, well, right now my daughter gets scared by it. So now I have to like pick and choose when I can watch the shit. So it makes it hard.
Yeah. Which is what led me to Ghost Theory. If anybody likes just two buddies investigating old abandoned houses, urban exploration with a little bit of paranormal investigation mixed in. If you're not in it for the big extravagant payoff, but you're in it for just two dudes getting scared that don't really know a whole lot about what they're doing, but they're kind of good.
I love it.
Check it out. Ghost Theory. I might shoot them a message on YouTube and see if they want to come and talk, because just the camaraderie between them two. So awesome.
That's awesome.
It's so awesome.
Yes, Colleen, you got a good eye, because my fucking belly's starting to.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Starting to get at me a little bit.
I saw that
too. I feel like there's like a burning poker in the side of my belly button right now.
Yeah,
it's not very comfortable. So I try to rub it once in a while. Yeah, and I feel like the mix of like being shaved, and I guess iodine sitting on my belly, like kind of made me break out a little bit on my belly. I don't know if that's normal or not. It's kind of like razor burn a little bit, but it itches. Fucking sucks.
That does suck.
And it's like a little nuisance.
Yeah, it's probably starting to all heal up too. And that's going to make you feel itchy.
Yeah, 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 for sure, for sure. Don't touch it. I've been sitting here scratching it.
What was that new Hellier movie that came out? I can't think of the name of it.
I don't remember. I never did watch it though.
I watched it.
I think it's Unraveling or something like that.
Unbinding.
That's it.
Yep.
That was close.
It was pretty good. If they do one thing good, it's build suspense around their endeavors, I should say.
Yes, I agree. Thank you, Steven. We appreciate you, brother.
They definitely build some suspense.
I'm excited to get out and do it. Get Brother John with us and maybe some other people on our ventures.
Yeah, I'd like to pick their brain about their camera equipment, too.
You should.
They just had like Sony camcorders and it all looked good.
You should definitely talk to them and then definitely go down that road, because that is a part of the world that I am not very smart at. And the downside to me is I like really good stuff. So
yeah,
most of the shit that I like is very pricey.
Yeah.
Cause I'll be like, man, why spend $300 on this when I know this $2,000 camera is good. And that's just the way my brain works. Like, I am a firm believer of you get what you pay for.
Yeah, they just had like Sony handhelds, which I mean they were nice. They had the screen that flipped out and the screens were all touch screen and shit. So
yeah.
But back to the Unbinding. Yeah, Jader, check it out since you're healing. It's worth a watch. It takes some weird kind of turns here and there. And you know how the Hellier group does. We were talking to the AI guys at Fortean, and they brought up a good point that whatever this entity was bound into this statue for a reason. And they essentially released it back out into the wild. Which, after talking to them about it, seems kind of dangerous. But, spoiler alert, after the fact, it's worth a watch. They do. They're, like, as far as their films go, the production's money.
Do you think there's anything sinister behind what they do?
Oh, you're asking me if I feel like we were part of a mass ritual when they were invoking Pan? Yeah, like... like, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Turkey bird.
Can't think of the word. Yeah, that's it.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
It was like, dude, I cannot think of the word. Ever since I had COVID, my brain doesn't fucking work correctly, right? When you don't give somebody permission, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the word?
Mm-hmm.
I don't either. Anyway, I feel like we were all part of some big ritual that we didn't ask to be a part of.
Like unknowingly?
Yeah, something like that. We weren't forced into the ritual because we all chose to be there.
We volunteered for it.
Yeah. But
in a roundabout way.
But we didn't know.
It's definitely one of them, like,
consent. That's the word, JJ. It was unconsensual invoking of a ancient spirit.
Yeah, it was definitely one of them, like, you should have read the fine print.
Yeah, unconsensual ritual.
I definitely felt weird when I watched it.
My brain just doesn't put words together.
It happens.
That's what I feel like.
It definitely happens.
When they were doing the whole pan ritual, it was non-consent for everybody that was watching. There was no spoiler alert, or there was no like warning. Like, hey, we're going to do this. And all this collective energy of you all watching us do this, humming these tones, this, that, and the other.
That's what I wonder if they are, if it was that specifically intentional, or if it was just one of them, like,
I 100% think it was intentional.
That's what I think too.
They knew what they were doing when they,
That's what I figured. I always like to throw a little bit of the doubt out there as well. Like, I'm not trying to paint a picture, but I definitely feel the same as you about it.
Yeah. I think we were all part of something that tuned into that. Because
I remember watching it, and when it happened, I'm like, I don't feel very cool right now. Like, something's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not very comfortable right now.
Like JJ said, you're kind of consenting in a way by watching it, but we weren't warned as to what was going on until they were already in the shit, and you're like, oh man.
Yeah.
Strange. Sold their souls for 15 minutes and brought us with them. Yeah, I 100%. And then they almost like promoted it a little bit, because they would talk about mass ritual, mm-hmm, like on the socials. So they knew. They knew. Which is kind of shitty in a way. You know, especially people that don't want to be involved.
I wish I was with you, Chris. I wish I would have just not watched that one. It wasn't a pivotal episode either, like where it wasn't like a necessity to watch it.
No, anybody that watched the last, like, I don't know, it kind of just trailed off after a while. Like tin cans and all this other shit.
Yeah.
It was weird, but they just like put that in there and then just nonchalantly went about it. Like,
yeah.
It's bizarre.
Didn't like it. Wish I wouldn't have watched it either. But it is what it is. Here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. JJ says no coincidence that a season 2 happened. They opened the gates and boom. Video hit. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The Netflix movie wasn't that great, but considering who paid for it, kind of makes you wonder what's coming down the pipe.
That's no doubt.
I want to talk about the AI creating technology that we don't even know can exist.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
But Ultron. Yeah, I don't have anything else.
Ultron.
I was gonna open the lines, but I feel like resting.
Yeah, if you're, ain't nobody gonna hold that against you.
No, I know. Broski. I did have a lot more fun coming on and shooting the shit than I anticipated, though.
Oh, I don't know, Colleen. I didn't see which comment disappeared.
No, me neither.
I mentioned one ex-president's name, and now they're monitoring our chat.
Burn to the ground.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to cut her short. Once Kyle gets feeling better, we'll get back in the swing of things.
I feel like I should be pretty solid by next Monday.
Yeah.
We don't really do.
Homie would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think I pushed it a little too much. Gage has got basketball practice, and I've been wanting to go watch him, and so I tried doing that tonight, and I think it was just a little more than I should have done, yeah.
I know that I don't even think we can get in here, and can we delete messages?
No, we cannot do that.
No, you have to completely, that's weird, Colin. You have to completely ban a user from, like, because we use StreamYard. We don't, like, we're not go on YouTube, actually. The only way to get a message to disappear on our end, you have to completely ban the user.
Yeah, we're not doing that, so.
No, that's weird. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up. Maybe message me on Discord, Colin. We'll try to figure it out. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But anyhow, thanks for hanging out with us again. Good to see everybody in here. Glad to see Kyle feeling better. Keep the positive vibes heading his way.
Yeah, much love to all of you.
Feeling him up. Did I ban you? I did not. You are still here.
I can see your comments, Colleen.
Yeah, I don't know which one was.
Thanks, Virgil. I appreciate you.
Which one was disappeared? But no, you are still in the chat, and I think everybody else can see you too. I just don't know why specific messages get deleted. Because Virgil was having that problem for a while, too.
I remember that.
It's weird. It's weird. It might be something on YouTube's algorithm or something. But
I don't know.
Yeah. Everybody get through this work week safe. I know it's getting close to the holiday season. Everybody's going to be traveling and whatnot. So we will hang out with you again next Monday. And until that time, stay safe. Stay weird. And don't trust the AI or the cancer elves.